We are back on Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio with Deb Wolf and Dwayne Granboise. And right now we have Dr. Carol up at bat. I feel like I'm pitching to you here because we've got horses, we've got hippos, and we got rodeo topics. What do you want to do first?
You're the boss, Deb. Whatever you want to do, that's what we will do. Let's talk animals.
Okay, let's go horses. Horses, horses, horses. Two people, mom and a daughter, riding on a country road. Horse spooks uncharacteristically. Now the horse is okay, ends up in a ditch, but they pulled him out just fine. The daughter broke arm and a leg, I believe, and the mother is, like, seriously ill, seriously in trouble in the hospital. What's wrong with this picture? Isn't it okay to ride two people on a horse? I mean, I've done it. Is it bad?
Well, it's not that there's anything wrong with it. It's just that whenever you are going to mount a horse, you need to make sure that you're mounted safely and that you're competent to handle the horse that you're riding and you have basic skills under you so that incidents like the one you just reported don't happen.
Right. Okay. So they weren't doing anything terribly wrong. Now, then there's the people who talk about rodeo as if it's dirty and horribly cruel. And every year at the rodeo, usually, there's some horse or animal that gets injured, often baby animals. What do you think about the rodeo?
Well, I think rodeo is a big sport. It's become extremely popular. There are obviously people that have various feelings about whether or not it's got an element of cruelty associated with it. That, I think, comes down to a lot of personal opinion. Some of the things they do with the bulls, it bothers me a little bit as well. But then you can take that into horse racing, into dog racing, into all kinds of other sports, and you can, you know, decide, you know, is it fair, is it good, is it bad, is it cruel? Again, those are things probably best left to higher authorities. At this point, I think it's a great sport that lots of people love. It's got a big public appeal. And rodeo done properly has been going on for years and years, and my assumption is that it will continue to.
What do you think about that, Dwayne? We're just talking about rodeo, and I know the Calgary Stampede was almost flooded out, but they did it. Come hell or high water. And I know you're closer to Calgary than I am. So what's going on there? What's the buzz of the Stampede?
Well, I don't know. I think, is it all wrapped up this week, or did it just wrap up last week? I'm not exactly sure, but they certainly did ramp up everything, and they put everything they had into it. I know there was towns from surrounding communities, in particular Edmonton, came down to Calgary to help them out and to get things going. They had to cancel a couple of concerts, because of
the stadium was flooded to the eighth seat a week before the big day. You know,
that's
so that's
was supposed
huge.
To play.
Oh, wow! Well.
And they ended up playing in Kelowna, just down the road from me. Good show.
There you go. Well, okay. So what happened with the zoo and the hippos and all that went on? What was going on with that zoo? Poor. It's on an island, right, in Calgary? A zoo.
Well, it is,
almost
and then it just got
out?
Sort of flooded right over, and the hippos, of course, they like the water. Well, all of a sudden, they see this water, and it's kind of dirty water, and it's wet, and they figure, wow, you know, we all of a sudden got a huge pool here. They put up a fence, but then the water got up to the fence to the point where the hippos could actually lean over the fence and were in pretty serious danger of actually sliding into the river, and then who knows what would have happened to them. I mean, they probably would be okay, but they'd definitely be in strange surroundings.
Well, I feel sorry for the rest of the animals. Now, they're foreign. I mean, they're a huge predator. What do you think, Dr. Carol? Do you think we need hippos in our Canadian waters?
Well, I don't know if they should be just kind of floating around. But, you know, these people are doing a heck of a job in Calgary dealing with all these animals and the giraffes and the hippos, et cetera, because, you know, these animals get scared. You know, they're wild animals trying to save their own life and get through this disaster. So, you know, it's a Jurassic Park or the Poseidon Adventure. And these Calgary Zoo personnel are doing a great job and still have a very big job ahead of them to get all this repaired and get these animals back into safekeeping.
It's like that movie, right? Life of Pi, with a tiger and the boy, and they get off in the ocean. Isn't that right?
Exactly. That's exactly
that
right.
The same thing. Oh, well, yeah, I feel bad for the people there. It would make a good movie, though. And I know giraffes seem to be more susceptible to stress than the other animals for some reason.
Yeah, giraffes are really susceptible to stress. And, Deborah, you'll be happy to know that elephants have a vomeronasal organ in the roof of their mouth, and they transfer chemosensory stimuli to the vomeronasal opening in the roof of their mouth using their prehensile structure, which is the little finger at the tip of their trunk.
Oh, that's wild.
Pretty cool.
I've never been near elephants. I've worked with most animals in safari parks, at various jobs with vets and things, but I've never worked with elephants. I wonder if it would be almost like an easier communication. I wonder if they really pick up our thoughts, even more so than dogs and cats, which do already.
Elephants are sweet. I think you might be interested to know that painted turtles use their vomeronasal organ to smell underwater.
Oh, well, that's kind of bizarre. Yeah.
Pretty
I guess
neat,
they
huh?
have to. They have to smell their food. That makes sense. Interesting.
Wow. That's pretty interesting about these that sensory thing that you're talking about there. I've never heard about that before. Amazing.
It is amazing. In fact, the vomeronasal system is in all snakes and lizards, mice, rats, elephants, cattle, dogs, cats, goats, and pigs. Horses have one, but it doesn't really work that well.
Okay, so now what is it about horses? You see, it seems to me that they're like, it's like they're like the surfer dudes of the animal world. They're kind of zoned out. Is that, what is it with horses? Why are they not as in tune as the other animals?
Horses are God's creatures. They are in tune. They just aren't put together that well, and they've got a lot of shortfalls. But us horse lovers out there, we do everything possible to make life the very best it can be for them. And I love horses and think they're just the greatest.
See, when I was a kid, I grew up with Roy Rogers and Trigger. And now that was one smart horse, Deborah. You can't say that these horses are the surfer dudes of the animal kingdom. You obviously haven't watched an episode of Roy Rogers.
No, I love horses, and I love riding horses. I particularly love riding difficult horses. It's not that I don't think they're smart. I mean, a smart horse can get out of anywhere. You know, they can be very, very clever. They can pull pranks on you, like undo your shirt when someone comes along so you're standing there topless. That's an Arabian trick. Never wear a zippered top around an Arabian horse. But no, I'm not saying they're dumb exactly, just zoned out. I mean, it's like they're in their own world, truly. Maybe they just don't care the same way. I don't know. What is it, Dr. Carroll? What is this kind of quality they have that just they're just not quite as present almost, you know?
Well, I think it probably depends upon the type of horse. You know, is it a pleasure horse? Is it a field horse? Is it an Olympic Grand Prix horse? I formerly rode and showed Grand Prix jumping horses. And I can tell you that they are sometimes a little bit nervous, but very trainable, exceptionally smart. And the things that I have seen horses do to take care of their riders and, if you will, in a sense, save them, almost unbelievable during my life, which a lot of it has been spent with horses. So I think, you know, it's like a dog or a cat or a person. So, you know, some individuals are just right on top of it all the time. Others are more passive. Some seem like they're living in their own little world, and maybe they are, in fact. But again, I think everyone's an individual, horses, dogs, and people the same. So it's just which individual and you know, what is their focus? What
and
is
you know what?
Strength?
If I can get there, if I can join them, then I really do feel the connection. It's not that they're disconnected. It's just, it seems like they don't reach out to us. It seems like we got to reach out to them. But Dr. Carroll, where can people reach you? We're wrapping up here. We have 1 minute left. So where can they get you? I know you've got a 1-800 number and a website.
Absolutely. Pet lovers can reach me, Dr. Carroll Osborne, online at www.carolonpets.com. You can also call our office here in Ohio toll-free. We welcome questions and offer pet consultations for dogs and cats. Our toll-free phone is 1-866-372-2765, or you can just remember 1-866-DR-CAROL.
Thank you, Dr. Carol. Okay, Duane, go back to your heat. I'll go back to my cool rainforest, and we'll talk again in a week on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Bye, everybody. Bye, Dr. Carol. Bye, Duane.
I'm your doggy, and I love you, and you know that I really do.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
Your pet may be sick and not even know it. Your pet may appear healthy, but a vast majority of healthy-looking pets are actually infected with parasites and other infections that do not manifest themselves until they overwhelm the pet and the pet finally appears sick. Sometimes, by then, it is too late. To find out more about how you can help your pet to stay healthy, then go to www.quantumvetcare.com. That's www.quantumvetcare.com. www.quantumvetcare.com.
Hey, pet lovers, please listen up. I want to introduce to you Nature's Logic, the most natural full-line pet food ever made. And here's why. Nature's Logic is made with a variety of high-quality proteins, such as beef, chicken, lamb, and venison. You will never find any synthetic vitamins, minerals, or anything else synthetic in Nature's Logic. Only real nutritional foods, such as dried blueberries, apples, carrots, cranberries, spinach, and almonds. Foods loaded with natural vitamins and minerals, as made by nature, not a chemist. Nature's Logic is committed to providing the highest quality and safest nutrition for the furry members of your family. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit the Nature's Logic website at naturslogic.com and find a store near you. Nature's Logic can be found in many independent stores throughout Colorado, New Mexico, and Wyoming. So do your pets a favor and start feeding them Nature's Logic and treat them to the very best. Nature's Logic is truly 100% natural, the way pet foods should be.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
All Paws Pet Talk Radio, and I'm Deb Wolf, and Duane Grandbois, we're hosting together. Hello, Duane.
Deborah, how are you? Nice to talk to you, and everything's just fine in your world, I trust.
Oh, yeah, we've had a heat wave, which for us is, you know, 80, 85, lovely,
nice.
Sunny, beautiful, but I know we're talking to you in the Okanagan, and Stacy's joining us from Arizona, and she's laughing that I call that a heat wave. Welcome to the show, Stacy.
Thanks for having me, Deb. Yeah, I have to laugh about that. We're at 115, 120 degrees, so it's been a challenge, to say the least.
You know, there's already been 4 kids who've died in North America this summer being left in hot cars, children, already.
Oh.
And then think of all the dogs and cats. People just don't do it. Don't take your dog with you if you live in Arizona or Florida or even here. You know,
even
the
here.
Car heats up fast, right, Duane?
Yep, it doesn't take very long at all.
Yeah, I hope people are careful.
Yep, hot concrete, too. I mean, that's the other thing. The asphalt gets really, really hot and causes blistered paws and really dangerous, especially in the Southwest.
So, Stacy, I know you're calling us from PetsWeekly.com. You've got your finger, your paw on the pulse of what's cool and what's weird and what's quirky and what works for pets, what's for sale. So lay it on us. What you got?
Well, you know, this week we're actually talking about, since you brought up kids, let's talk about summer camps for pets and kids. You know, there's a lot available out there, and if you're looking for some summer activities for your kids and you maybe want to get them, they love animals, or you want to teach them humane education or ways to interact with pets, this is a really great opportunity to do it.
Well, I know here some of the SPCAs do stuff like that. So your kid learns to give back as well, right? I mean, it's more than just
camp. Exactly. Yeah, it is. It really is. And it's teaching them to interact, how to give back, how to volunteer, how to be a part of that community. And it's really just great lessons for the kids. So check out the local ASPCA is great. You know, the Humane Society has them. A lot of private places have them. Just make sure you check it out and know who's in charge of what. Some of them allow you to bring your own pets in. So it's a great opportunity to work with training to teach your kids how to train your own pets.
Nice.
I know when I went to camp, really it was just trying to get along with the kids and make some friends and see if there's anybody that you could identify with. Now when you add pets into the mix, now you got the pets getting along with the pets and the pets getting along with the kids and the kids get along with the pets. I think it'd be kind of fun, though.
It's an icebreaker.
You know, really
I once did a TV show series, and there was a bit in there. It was, I think it was called You, Me, and the Kids. It was something like that. It was just like a dramatic series for children. But there was this one episode where the star of the show, a 10-year-old, gets a dog, and she goes to training class with her, you know, with a bunch of other kids and their dogs. And that was where I was in the show. And so I had to work for about a day with a whole bunch of 10-year-olds and their dogs. And actually, it was really good. I was surprised at how much better they were than adults when I do a training session with adults. These kids were like almost competitive with each other. They were so into getting their dog to do the trick that it was very, very good day, you know?
That's fantastic, though. And that's what you want. You want them to be involved and to have fun and to look at it as something that they can apply for lifelong lessons. I mean, it's not just getting along with animals. It's learning how to get along with animals and people and other everything, you know, and that's kind of a global lesson you can teach them, and it's a lot of fun. It's a great way to keep the kids entertained, and they love it. The animals love it, and yeah, keep everybody safe. That's the important thing. You know, school's out, so this is the time we need to find some activities and train kids on how to deal with animals and train animals.
I think pets at camp would be great. You'd pretty well have to have a pet that is in a really good a mental position, not unlike the kind of dog that you'd take to a dog park and feel free with letting loose. But, you know, if you have a dog that has some personality issues or some compatibility issues with other animals, you might want to make sure that animal is trained well before you go to the camp.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. You know, sometimes this really bugs me. This is like a pet peeve of mine. Sometimes people bring a different pet to a gathering of dogs, right? And they think, oh, I'll be quirky. I'll be the one guy with the parrot. I'll be the guy with the ferret. You don't know how dangerous that is to show, you know, and to say, well, my ferret loves dogs is not really catching on to the fact that that thing is food for half the dogs there, you know? And someone like me who's running the show or organizing it sees the ferret coming in and thinks, oh, no, what if it runs forward, scratches some kid's face trying to get away, or even the parrot? Do you know what a parrot can do to a child? Like, it's just a dog show is not the place for these peculiar pets. I'm going to get emails about this. But, you know, go to a parrot show. Go to a ferret show, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, people need to remember their place in the food chain and other animals' places in the food chain. You know, really, and it can be very stressful for the new animal. I mean, we see it all the time, and it's just really hard on them. So much better to just stay species specific and you know, do the shows that you need to do.
Oh, I once saw a cat riding a guy's head at an SPCA walkathon. And I felt so sorry for this cat, you know? The last place it wants to be is in a throng of dogs. Yeah, really?
Absolutely. And even as a cat that does get along with a lot of them, because I have had cats that get along great with dogs, but you can't predict the other animal's behavior. I mean, while your pet may be fine, your cat or your bird may be fine around them, you don't know what a big old Roddy's going to do if he gets loose or how they're going to react to it. So, or any animal, I mean, not just the big dog. So it's important to be able to predict that and, you know, I mean, just be smart about it. I mean, so many people are smart about that.
I think people try to give each other the benefit of the doubt. They think, well, no one would bring an untrained dog to the party. You know, no one would bring an untrained dog to the parade.
Yeah.
But there's always a first time, right? Like every single kid or dog or person, when you misbehave, there had to be a first time. You know, it was at some point in your life, it was true that, well, he never got drunk before. Well, she never bit the mailman before. Right. The first time's going to be when the dog encounters a cat at the parade, you know?
Yeah, and a lot of people will bring them to these events in order to socialize them. And that's the thing that people don't realize. They're trying to integrate new experiences for the animal, and that's fantastic. They should, but, you know, it doesn't always mean that they're going to be in control. And, you know, there's a lot of things that can happen. So, anyway, we got Super Zoo coming up.
Stacey, so really we're running out of that. Time, though. Stacey, we're running out of time. We only have 1 minute left.
Oh,
so if
no
you guys
problem.
Want to hear about Super Zoo, and it is really super, go to PetsWeekly.com, and you can find out about Super Zoo. And we'll be talking to Stacey again next week. Right, Dwayne?
Yep, that's right. And I'll get something else to tell you about zoos. Speaking of the Calgary Zoo, they got flooded recently. We might find some time later on to talk about that.
Yeah, they were worried the hippos were going to float down the river. Can you imagine
that? I mean, the hippos would love it. They'd be a little disoriented, but they'd love it.
I don't know if you'd ever get it back.
Not a good plan, though.
Okay, everybody. So stay tuned. We'll be talking to Dr. Carol next on Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
And anytime you're near,
does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
Is your pet eating too fast? Well, we have the healthy solution. IQ is the perfect solution to help your cats and dogs lead a better life. With their new patented design, their bowl will make your dog and cat live a culinary experience by having them eat like nature intended. Having to play with their food not only reduces the chance that they have weight problems, but will also let them enjoy the chase, like they would in nature. Designed by a veterinarian technician, this bowl was acclaimed by veterinarians and behaviorists around the world and won Becker's Best in Show at the Global Pet Expo in 2012. Get one for your cats or dogs today at your local store or online at AIKIOU.com. That's AIKIOU.com.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
Hello, we're back on Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio. It's me, Deb Wolf, howling at Jeff and Dwayne Granboys, and together we've got Dr. Carol making a house call. So, Dwayne, you want to welcome Dr. Carol for me?
Dr. Carol, welcome to the show. Hopefully everything is all fun and games in your world this day.
Well, thank you so much. I'm delighted to be joining you and all of America's pet-loving listeners.
I know,
you guys
we
got the 4th of July okay with the pets and all?
Ah, the 4th of July was okay. You know, the thing with stress, fireworks equals stress, loud, scary noises. So, you know, you're always seeing pets that are shaking, shivering, stop eating. They might vomit, get a little bit of diarrhea. Again, those are all stress, nerve-related conditions. You know, so for those people that put a couple cotton balls in each ear, maybe try a homeopathic remedy like box flowers to take the edge off. Or even melatonin, 1 to 3 milligrams, which is just a natural amino acid. Again, no adverse side effects. Just cuts the edge, makes everything a little easier so that Fido and Fluffy don't get upset and experience medical disorders, vomiting, diarrhea, etc. from those loud, scary thunderworks. Thunderstorms, thunderworks. We've got all kinds of thunderstorms here.
It's hard to know why they react. People always ask me that. Why? How come my puppy was never afraid of thunder, but as soon as he got older, and it's true, every old dog out there pretty much is afraid of thunder, he started to just freak out during storms. Why is that? And we don't really know, do we?
Well, I think that you could probably compare it to a small child, a tiny baby, a little toddler, you know, being held in mom's arms, probably doesn't get real worked up about a thunderstorm. But when he's a little older, maybe when he's 7, 8, or 9 years old, he's home alone and all of a sudden there's thunder. Well, that's scary because it's a big loud noise and now I'm alone and I don't have anyone to comfort me. So I think that pets are in fact quite similar to mentally to the development of a young toddler. And as they become more aware and more understanding of their surroundings, then they either accept them or something about the issue is fearful. Again, a vacuum, a loud noise, fireworks, a thunderstorm, and they get afraid. That's just a very normal and common reaction.
You know, deaf dogs are still afraid. So it's not so much the noise, is it?
Well, let's think about that. Deaf dogs have lost the sense of hearing. But what do deaf humans do? How do they dance? How do they keep the beat
of vibration?
And that's because the other senses become much more sensitive in a human that's lost a sense as in a dog. So yeah, Deb, those vibrations coming if you're dancing from the floor and the walls, or if you're a pet, those vibrations again are lining up with those electromagnetic ions circulating in the dog's brain, the cat's brain, and in our atmosphere, which allows dogs, for example, to predict thunderstorms, earthquakes, all kinds of natural disasters in the very same way that those ions allow pets to find their way home, like the Disney movie so nicely portrayed, that had been lost for multiple years. It's also the same way that a dog can predict a heart attack or a diabetic attack is going to occur, or even an epileptic seizure. And that's because those ions in those pets' brains are able to align with the atmosphere, with the other person, or even with the floor and room, the floor and walls from the vibrations in a room, and they become aware of that situation, whatever it might be, far ahead of you and I.
So you'd almost think that when a dog loses its hearing or his hearing is substantially reduced, that now all of a sudden you're mentioning the sight is accelerated, also probably the smell, because really that's what they do. I mean, their nose and mouth is pretty well all their business.
Well, it certainly is. Remember, their sense of smell is far, far superior to ours. And also remember that dogs have a sixth sense. That sixth sense is associated with something called the vomeronasal organ. And that allows the exterior elements in the environment to communicate directly with that pet's brain so that they are able to detect, as I said earlier, natural disasters, seizures, heart attacks, diabetic incidents prior to them actually occurring.
Dr. Carol, do cats have this too, the same gland in the nose? Or is it a gland? Like, what is it, something they can actually dissect and point to and say, okay, there it is. There's the ESP spot, or not really.
It's a rudimentary, somewhat vestigial organ that is located in the nasal sinus area of dogs and cats. So, yes, cats also have a sixth sense, but because many cats are not quite as people-friendly or as workable, if you will, as dogs are, we have come to use dogs working with the government in all kinds of major facilities, again, to predict earthquakes or to train for special situations such as, you know, children and humans with diabetes, epileptic seizures, et cetera.
You know, sometimes we'll see shows that involve other animals like horses, and it almost seems like they have this ESP, this extra sense as well. So does it go into the equine category and not so much just the feline and canine?
Yes, it goes basically into the majority of the animal kingdom. In fact, if you remember that horrendous storm that was out of the country, I'm trying to think.
Oh, yeah. No, in Thailand, in the elephants.
That's it.
The elephants made a run for it. When you see the elephants leaving, people, if you're on a holiday and the elephants are leaving, go with the elephants.
Well, and it wasn't just the elephants. If you remember back to the reports on that tsunami where all those poor people died, et cetera, not one single animal died or was harmed. And that, if you happen to catch that interview with one of the little island people, and that's because they knew that the animals were able to sense via their sixth sense that this disaster was in fact going to occur, and they all walked up to very high ground, which saved all their lives, and none of them were hurt in any way, shape, or form.
That's pretty amazing.
Yes, it is.
So are we like the duds of the animal kingdom? Are we the only ones that don't have this? Or do we? And do we have it? We just don't know where it is in our body?
We don't have it. And if you want my opinion, we don't have the sixth sense, but we do have the power of speech. So maybe that just equalizes humans and animals. One has a sixth sense and the other has the ability to speak in words.
Well, Dwayne was talking to you a little bit about horses there, and I know Dwayne is, he'll be back with us in the next segment. So I just want to wrap up. We're heading into a commercial, Dr. Carol. We'll be back with Dr. Carol, but we're going to talk about horses because we mentioned before you came on air about how there was a big flood in Calgary, and they almost didn't do the Calgary Stampede, although they come hell or high water was the slogan, and they did it. So I want to talk to you about all kinds of horse topics, including something a little out of the ordinary. They almost lost two hippos out of the zoo. They almost floated down the river. So we'll be back to talk about horses and hippos and all kinds of stuff, floods in North America, with Dr. Carol and Dwayne. Stay tuned to Smart Animal Talk on Paws Pet Talk Radio.
I'm your doggy,
I'm your doggy,
and I love you,
and I love you.
And you know that I need you too.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeTowLeash.com.
Get in on the fun and the rewards of caring for animals as a professional. Train to be a pet groomer or a veterinary assistant at the Florida Institute of Animal Arts. Turn your love for animals into a lifelong career. There are thousands of jobs in the growing professions of pet groomer and veterinary assistant. We help place graduates. Ask about tuition financing. The Florida Institute of Animal Arts, Winter Park, 407-869-PETS. On the web at myfiaa.com.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.